Could begin any moment, huh?
Yes. May I have your attention, please? Anyone who has requested interested party status in writing or wishes to request it tonight, would you please come up here to the front, because we'll be calling on you to explain why you want it, and the board will vote as to whether you have that. So would you please come up this way now? Is that any better?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there anyone who has already requested interested party status or wishes to request it at the meeting, would you please move up to the front? Because we'll be calling you up to explain why you want it, and then the board will be voting on whether you have that status. And we have a list of the people that have already offered written requests. This would save time and not having someone walk up from the back with using that microphone over there.
I'm not sure. Mr. Broberg could tell you.
I think you could just have a seat.
Where is it we're signing?
Pardon?
Where am I signing? Or do I just sit?
Just sit, and after we go through the people that have already requested, we'll ask you to come up and make your pitch. Hopefully the details are out of the way right now. I'll have a small thing. We call this meeting to order. And so I'll give you a brief rundown on how I hope it goes. First of all, we'll establish whether there's a quorum. Why we are having a public hearing. And then we will go through interested party status requests in the order in which we've received them, or we have one here. You will get up and tell why you want to be relevant to the ordinance, and if you have any witnesses. And then there'll be a motion from the board and a vote on each request for interested party. After we go through the ones that we already have, we'll call for ones from the floor, like the lady down here just requested to come up and do it. We'll follow through that one. When we have determined the interested party status in those people, we'll vote whether the Searsport Planning Board has jurisdiction and authority under the ordinance, and vote it if there's a completed application. Then we'll also determine whether DCP has standing to apply. There'll be a motion and a vote again. After that is done, then DCP, or the applicant, will make their uninterrupted presentation. And we ask that everyone use a microphone. Please state your name and address. We have several recorders here and being taped. And this is the way to have it down for the record. I know you'll give consideration to others and listen to what they have to say, no outbursts. And as this hearing proceeds, and we will continue right along with it, but after tonight, no arguing, please. If I determine you're out of order, there'll be one warning and then ask you to leave the hall. I hope there are no questions. I've made myself clear, and I'll try to speak to the microphone on this. So, call this meeting to order. Surveying the board, you can see the names here. We do have a quorum, all members that can vote on this, and the one all that are present. No, what's this over here? For the record, I'm going to say they're all present. The reason for this meeting tonight is a public hearing on the application by DCP Searsport LLC for approval under the town Searsport Site Plan Review Ordinance, Floodplain Ordinance, Shoreland Zoning Ordinance, and Land Use Ordinance. A brief description of the project is it's a liquid propane gas import, storage, and distribution terminal, which will include one bulk storage tank with a height of 138 feet and a capacity of 22.7 million gallons. Use of the existing dry cargo pier operated by Sprague Energy to receive 6 ships per year, a 16-inch diameter unloading pipe to extend approximately 1 mile from the unloading pier to the storage facility, a loading station, an emergency flare approximately 75 feet in height, 4 1,000-gallon ethyl mercaptan storage tanks, a separate 90,000-gallon LPG storage tank, an administration building approximately 125 feet long by 40 feet wide by 20 feet high, and associated equipment and facilities. We have received lots of correspondence on this, and I'm not going to read through all of it. All the letters we have been, let's say, officially entered into the record. They're on file. Some are there for public inspection. Now I'd like to move on to requests for interested party status. And the first one on here is the thanks, but no tank. If you please take the microphone, you probably can remove the barrier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Planning Board. My name is Steve Hinchman. I am counsel for Thanks But No Tank. We submitted a written request for interested party status. TBNT, our acronym, is a coalition of residents and small business owners living and working in the Searsport region that seeks to support, protect, and maintain the region's balanced economy, environment, scenic character, safety, and quality of life. TBNT, acting tonight through those of its members that seek to present pool testimony, has a reasonable and identifiable interest in the proposed project and requests the right to raise questions and receive answers pursuant to your land use and site review ordinances. TBNT's members include individuals who abut and are live within the affected neighborhood, and people that use the they abut and live within the affected neighborhood in which the proposed terminal facility be located. They also abut and are within the affected neighborhood for the route of the ocean-going tankers that will serve the facility and for the highway trucks that will also service the facility. TBNT members, in addition, use the natural resources that would be affected by this project and should be granted standing for their aesthetic, visual, and recreational activities, as well as their property and pecuniary impacts. I could go through our membership list, the example members and their example interests, if you want me to, or I can stop there.
As far as I'm concerned, you can stop there. We may have individual requests from some of your members. I don't know if you're going to incorporate them, or they wish to be incorporated with you. We can address that later.
Let me say now that TBNT is willing to accept consolidation with anybody else that you grant interested party status to that shares our perspective. And there are a number of people that are members of TBNT that either have independent business and reason to speak, or they're part of another entity where some people are and some people aren't members of TBNT. But for the ease of the flow of the meeting and logistics, we would be more than happy to present a consolidated presentation of all of those interests with anybody that so wants to that shares our perspective.
Thank you. Now it's up to the board. I look for a motion to grant. On that. Let you have a question.
Now
it is.
I don't have a question, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Jamie Kilworth, representing BCP. I just would like to pick up on what Mr. Hinchman said. We previously wrote a letter about our views on this. I think if we're going to consolidate so we have one focused set of people who are making the kinds of arguments that Mr. Hinchman has described for TBNT, that makes sense to us, rather than trying to have 20 separate people going through all this. Having said that, we reserve our rights to object to non-Searsport people, though, as part of this, and Tank Passage and that kind of thing. We don't think that's relevant, but we don't oppose TBNT and people with those views being consolidated and participating as interested parties.
Thank you. No further questions or challenges? The chairman would like a motion to the effect.
Move we accept.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion on the motion to grant interested party status to TBNT. For discussion, all those in favor of the motion? Status is granted, 5-0.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is Islesboro Island Trust.
Good evening. I'm Steve Miller. I'm the Executive Director of Islesboro Islands Trust, and I live on Islesboro. I'm here representing our organization, and we did submit a letter requesting interested party status. We, too, are willing to consolidate with TBNT. I think our interests are very, very similar. I will note that Islesboro Islands Trust owns 12 properties on Islesboro and holds conservation easements on 30 properties. But one of the properties that we own is Turtle Head. That is just across the upper part of Penobscot Bay from Mag Point. And it is clearly would be affected by this type of development on Mag Point. And I think arguably is an abutting property since it's just across a transportation corridor from Mag Point. But we do have particular interest in this development, and would like to be considered as an interested party. But as I say, we'd be more than happy to consolidate our interests with TBNT's. Happy to answer any questions.
I know it's one of the things you put in here is referring to the zone of concern as described by the U.S. Coast Guard.
Correct.
Should be bear in mind that the Searsport Planning Board has no jurisdiction over the waterway. So as far as your testimonies and things go with that, we have no jurisdiction on the water. You may show your concern, but we have no jurisdiction on it.
I appreciate that. The zone of concern, of course, doesn't exist if there is no terminal for propane in Mack Point.
Correct. Any questions? You want to do it again? Are you going to say the same thing, Jamie?
Not quite. Because we do have an objection to the Islesboro Land Trust participating for precisely the reason you identified, which is they don't raise an issue that the planning board under the ordinances has any jurisdiction over. So we think it needlessly complicates the proceedings and introduces irrelevant things that the planning board can't decide. If they want to participate through Mr. Hinchman's representation and ask questions about the general kinds of issues that they have, that's fine.
May I comment?
Go ahead.
All due respect, Mr. Gilbreth, we have not yet presented testimony, so I think it's premature to assume that our testimony would only consider those impacts that are associated with the tanker and with the marine issues. In fact, we do have other concerns that are specifically identified in the land use ordinance, the site plan review ordinance, and the comprehensive plan of Searsport. So there are overlapping interests that we feel we have strong reason to comment on.
Yeah, you do address one of the things, there's economic interest there with Lofton and
that's correct.
The thing, the economics comes into play, and the other part about view, but a lot of them we do not have jurisdiction over.
Understood.
The board have questions and stuff. You want to turn the mic on?
Yeah, I have a question, probably for council. The Islesboro Island Trust be considered a legal abutter because of Turtle Head? I'm sorry, can you hear me now? Would the Islesboro Island Trust be considered a legal abutter because of Turtle Head?
Your ordinance doesn't define abutter, but a abutter typically would be somebody who directly abuts, meaning their property line is exactly the same property line as the applicant. In this case, the state owns the waterway up to a point, and that would be the technical abutter as the state. But you could still consider this to be an abutter in terms of view sheds.
But we consider somebody across the state highway an abutter.
That may well be, but in state highways, they actually do typically own up to the center line of that highway, which abuts the property on the other side. And that's a little different when you're talking about a highway on water.
All right. Thank you.
And just in general on these requests, and this one in particular, if they've raised a bunch of issues that you don't think are directly relevant, but they do raise one or two that are relevant to the ordinance, feel free to let them in as interested parties, but reserve the right to limit any testimony that's not relevant.
Thank you. Entertain a motion.
Move we accept.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion on the motion. All those in favor of the motion to accept Islesboro Island Trust as interested party. They're accepted 5-0.
Thank you very much.
Next up on the block is Albert Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Ed Bearer. I'll be representing Albert Hall, known probably to most of you as Bud or Buddy Hall. I don't think there's any question about his standing as an abutter. Mr. Hall is the owner of, as you probably know, Angler's Restaurant and Bates Motel, which are abutters by any sense or definition of the word. To the proposed site. I noticed that the handout prepared by council says that our concerns are over the diminution in value to Mr. Hall's property, and that is true. That diminution in value is as a result of a number of different things. So we may have comment or seek an opportunity to participate in a number of different aspects of the application as it moves forward for your review. But at the bottom, at the end of the day, the bottom line is the bottom line, and it's the diminution in value to Mr. Hall's property, which, as you well know in your site plan review ordinance, is a matter for your consideration. So with the understanding that we would like to participate in any and all issues that might have an adverse impact on the value of the abutter's property, we'd seek your permission to act as an interested party.
Any questions?
Thank you.
The board have any questions? If not, motion?
Move we accept.
Moved and seconded. It's obvious as an abutter. All those in favor?
Thank you.
You are an interested party. That's going well. Next, we'd like to hear from the Friends of Sears Island.
Marietta Ramsdale. I live on Black Road South in Searsport. I'm speaking on behalf of the Friends of Sears Island, and I may call it FOSI from the F-O-S-I acronym. FOSI is an organization, a nonprofit organization, that was appointed as stewards of the 601 acres on Sears Island that are held in conservation easement. Sears Island has a wealth of environmental resources, cultural resources, and they are in jeopardy. And I suppose we could be considered an abutter, although the causeway is sort of in between. But anyway, it's a destination point. Sears Island is a destination point for people from all over Maine and well beyond. We've had people from all states, and many come back year after year from out of state to visit the island. They spend time in town. They patronize the various businesses. They are absolutely very much concerned about the threats involved with Sears Island being so close to this terminal, this mega tank terminal, and the amounts of pollution of one sort or another that will be felt and that will be destroying people's enjoyment of what is supposed to be a sort of a wild, natural, woodsy environment or beach. And so I feel that there is good reason for us to have standing.
Thank you. Okay, Jamie.
I could say this about a lot of, we don't have any objections to their participating. I think that would be fine, but if they could follow Mr. Hinchman's suggestion, it's the consolidation point we're concerned about.
I'll be very happy to do that.
Great.
Good. Thank you. Board, have any questions? If not, a motion?
Move to accept.
Moved and seconded. Discussion motion. All those in favor? Friends of Sears Island.
Thank you.
Our interested party. Next is Ann Flack and Janet Williams, representing retirees.
Evening, I'm Ann Flack and I live on Jackson Ave in Searsport. And for presentation purposes, we're happy to consolidate with TVNT.
Fine. Then you will be not a direct interested party, you'll be in with TVNT. Going better than I thought. Next, the request in here was from Penn Bay River and Pilots Association.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the Searsport Planning Board. My name is David Gelinas. I'm the president of the Penobscot Bay and River Pilots Association. We are the pilots responsible for the safe navigation of all commercial vessels transiting Penobscot Bay. on route to and from the port of Searsport. Understandably, there have been a lot of questions and concerns raised about the marine aspects of the DCP proposal. Our association requests interested party status in order to address these concerns as they may arise in the process of this hearing.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Board, have any questions?
Thank you.
Do you wish, you haven't got it yet.
Okay, stand in line.
Do you wish to grant a status to Penn Bay River and Pilots Association, interested party status?
Move to accept.
Second. You were raising the question, you had asked it before in a question, but I'll let you have a say now.
Steve Hinchman. Steve Hinchman of TV&T. Given what you just said about not having jurisdiction over the maritime issues, I fail to see what the interested party nexus is.
I think you also did concede that Mr. Miller represented economic interests with the lobstermen. I can testify directly to those interests based on years of cooperation with the Maine lobster industry in Penobscot Bay, for example.
That's a different party's interest, not theirs.
And do you have an economic interest yourself?
Yes, we do.
We have a motion. Further discussion? All those in favor of granting interested party status? It's also 5-0.
Thank you.
Next, Arlene Layton and other Lincolnville residents. She present, or any other Lincolnville residents that wish to request status?
Hello, I'm from Belfast. She's not here right now. She's been delayed, but they will be here. There's been a problem. Thank you.
When she comes in, would you please let me know?
I will, thank you.
If there's still time. The City of Belfast. Anyone from the City of Belfast wish to request interested party status? They submitted in writing and they wanted to keep their option open on that. Seems still there. Christopher Hike.
Christopher Hike. I live at 38 Church Street in Belfast. I'm applying for interested party status because of site plan review number 8, recreational use of the bay and also hiking along the bay. And I think, you know, this thing will impinge upon the quality of life on the bay in terms of sailing and hiking visually, and also audiovisual problems in terms of the sound coming across the water. And having to look at this thing when it's built, if it's built, it's going to seriously impact tourism and recreational pleasure of people using the bay for sailing and hiking.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Two things, and this will come up, so I'll make this general point. We think we have quite enough people participating, raising the points without having 35 people from Belfast or from Camden participate. We don't think any of them has standing under the ordinance. And the second point I'd make is Mr. Hike is a member of TVNT. They certainly don't need to have individual members be interested parties in addition to TVNT.
Thank you. Any other questions, comment from the general public? Does the board have any comments, questions? Are you willing to, you are a member of TBNT.
I'm willing to consolidate with them on, you know, presenting the problems.
I think that's a better solution.
Okay, thank you.
Next, Phyllis Summons.
Good evening, Phyllis Summer. I live at 15 West Main Street. I am the owner and operator for 37 years of Pumpkin Patch Antiques at that location. I also own the property directly across the street at 8 West Main. I represent three generations of one family who have invested all of their life savings and energies into restoring homes here, creating businesses, and hiring local people. I am requesting interested party status, not only because of the economics of tourism, the ability of people to travel easily and safely along the road, but maintaining Searsport as a destination. I represent 10 other antique dealers in my business. They are from many other towns across Maine. They rely on my income. I rely on their rental income as well as my own sales. So I'm requesting that status for economic reasons, for tourist reasons, for safety reasons, and if you have any questions.
Again, I'd say Ms. Summer is a member of TBNT, and I think that consolidation is the more appropriate way to go here.
Are you a member of TBNT?
I am a member of TBNT, but I am requesting interested party status as an individual resident and business owner of long standing in this community.
For economic reasons and safety?
Economic and tourism and safety.
Go ahead, Mr. Hinchman.
Steve Hinchman for TBNT. I just want to clarify that we're willing to accept consolidation with people that you designate as interested parties after they've been designated, and then we'll consolidate the presentation to streamline the whole thing and to limit the number of questions on cross-examination, etc. But we're not a stand-in for Chris is one thing, but the retirees, not all the retirees are TBNT members, and they sort of will facilitate their presentation, but they're not TBNT members. We can't consolidate them as if they were. That's not necessarily their they could join if they want to. So, and Phyllis is requesting separate status and a number of others separate status, and then we'll coordinate the presentation. So I just want to make that clarification.
Thank you. Let's use the mic.
I make a motion to grant Phyllis Summer interested party status.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion on the motion. All those in favor of the motion? Go ahead.
How much of interested party status do we have to grant if they have concerns that overlap other concerns? Can we restrict it to simply to concerns that aren't already being addressed in 10 other people?
Well, first of all, I just want to caution the board on these interested party requests that, first of all, everybody will have the opportunity to speak as the public in the public hearing portion of this hearing. But beyond that, you want to make sure that anybody who is requesting an interested party status can articulate something for their portions of the ordinance that they're targeting that makes them special or different than anybody else in town. And so being a business owner, you have to make sure they're differentiated from other business owners. Being a resident, you have to make sure they're differentiated from other residents, or else we're sort of unnecessarily complicating things and dragging things out. Which is not to say, you know, don't vote to accept this one, but just be a little careful in who you're granting, because we have to worry about the flow of this hearing. And again, feel free to, if you find that somebody has a special point to offer on one factor in the ordinance, feel free to accept somebody and limit it to that particular issue.
Yes, sir. LA?
Yes.
There's a motion. We discussed it. All those in favor of the motion? The motion is 4-1-0. this, it fit to grant status.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Grant status with the understanding that her presentation will be consolidated with ours.
If she wishes to.
That's what we're offering.
Yes, that's what I said, yeah.
Hopefully that'll address Mrs. Horowitz's concern.
Okay. James and McCormick, Economy.
Yes, I'm Jay Economy, and my wife and I own and operate the Yardarm Motel at 172 East Main Street here in Searsport. We've owned the motel for 10 years. We live here year-round. We're requesting interested party status as for economic and safety issues. We submitted a letter outlining our concerns, and we too, as Phyllis Summers, I am a member of TVNT, and I am requesting interested party status, but may consolidate my testimony through TVNT. With TVNT.
Any questions for public?
Well, I'd say the same thing again. Yep. I think that the problem that we're struggling with is we want to make clear that we're open to having people participate in a manageable way, but I don't think that because you have a business in Searsport or just because you live in Searsport, that gives you standing under the ordinance. The law is pretty clear on what it takes to have standing. So I just urge the planning board to consider whether it's necessary for everybody to be an interested party as opposed to have their point of view expressed through TVNT, who's offered to do that, and or at the public hearing when everybody has a chance to speak.
Do you wish to address this, Mr. Hitchman?
If I may. The
specific language in your ordinance is that such other individuals or organizations as the planning board at its discretion finds to have a reasonable and identifiable interest in the proposed project. And that is from your land use ordinance at section 1C9. That is the requirement to be an interested party, that you have a reasonable and identifiable interest. And I beg to differ with counsel, both for the applicant and for the board. There is no requirement that you show a special interest that's different than the general public. The requirement is that you be directly affected, and if you're directly affected, that gives you the identifiable interest. The fact that you might have two hotels or two bookstores is immaterial. Each one of them has property. Each one of them is directly affected. That's enough under the standing law of Maine to get you interested party status.
Yes.
You don't have to be different than the general public. Otherwise, you take the first person in the door that goes kayaking, the first sailor, the first bookstore owner, and then you'd not leave everybody else out. That's not how it works.
Trying to avoid repetition here, if I look through these, Phyllis Summers, Jay McCormick, and David Italiander are all going to go on the effects of their Searsport business.
And we are willing to consolidate all these interests and give you a unified presentation to address the concerns that you may have over overlap. But they do all want to be on the record.
And I do think that...
Go ahead, Jay.
Our property is about a third of a mile from the facility, would be in what Dr. James Fay outlined as the thermal radiation hazard zone, which I think would have a major impact on our business as a motel. Not many people are going to want us, you know, stay in a hazard zone where they could have severe burns. So I think, you know, we would qualify for interested party status.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Just to respond to Mr. Hinchman, I fully agree that there's nothing in the ordinance that says that someone has to have an identifiable interest that's different from the general public, but you sort of have to read in a reasonable person principle in there, because if every business owner or every resident had a reasonable and identifiable interest, then they'd be an interested party, and we'd have hundreds of people that are able to ask questions and cross-examine.
That's a citizen's right.
And everyone will have an opportunity, an ample opportunity, in the public portion of the hearing to say whatever you want to say about your own effects. It's just a matter of hearing flow, and we've got an agenda we got to stick to.
I appreciate your enthusiasm. Please control the outbursts, because we have sometimes you may like what is said, and sometimes you may not. So please control. Motion, please.
Move we accept.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion on the motion. All those in favor, grant interested party status to Jay McCormick. 5-0, you have it. Next is David Italianda.
I didn't realize I was sitting on the bride's side. David Italianda, 17 Shoreside Lane in Searsport. I'm the owner of formerly the Left Bank Bookstore. It's the former Searsport Bank building. I believe it's one of the prettiest buildings in town. That's a personal opinion. I would like special with interested party status, not only because of the economic effects. I would also like to speak to represent the historic buildings in Searsport, and I think my testimony can demonstrate perhaps some of the effects that this project might have on that.
You mentioned one thing in here. We'll question the applicant regarding market fundamentals.
I do have a question that I would, given the opportunity, I would certainly like to question the applicant regarding the changes in the market. If you think about when this project was started, the changes in the market for natural gas, for propane, for imported propane, for North American propane, the margin, the difference, the premium that offshore propane is now taking compared to North American. My question would be whether or not they have actually re-examined the underlying business case, which would be part of my...
If you feel that this gives you can use that word, special interest, to be able to question the applicant rather than waiting until the general public session, which will come later in the week?
General public session would put my question on the record in the way that it would if I had special person's status. Moreover, my status would be related to the historic effects. The question, I think, would be illuminating to everyone. I think it's quite important. Have they re-examined the business case for this terminal? I realize they're trying to get the terminal built, but where are the people behind that? The market has changed so much. I think it's an important question to ask, and certainly important from the statute relating to financial liability. If they can make money on this project, they're going to walk away and leave us with a white elephant. And if they don't have the financial liability,
just the reasons why you want to be interested party.
Well, those are the aspects that I'll be speaking to.
Thank you. Well, it would be the same if you didn't have a question.
I'll just say this, and then maybe I won't say anything more, because it's going to be the same point more and more, and that is, I don't think what Mr. Taliander just described constitutes standing. The best evidence of that is that the Superior Court dismissed almost all these people from the lawsuit for lack of standing when they tried to challenge the BEP permit. The Planning Board has discretion, so you can let people in as much as you want. All I'm urging you to do is think about what this is going to look like and how many nights you're going to have to spend doing this if we keep letting everybody in. And finally, I'll say one last thing, and that is I'm not aware of any performance standard under the ordinance that has to do with our market.
Thank you. I guess I'm going to speak because I have the microphone. I like to err on the side of letting people express themselves, and I'd rather have them do that. And any information that the board can get is valuable. Some of it may be germane, and some of it may not pertain to the performance standards or other things that we have to sort that out. But I'd like the people to be able to express themselves, and particularly, I'd like to see them consolidate approaches and things. And I hope this is what's going to happen. Mr. Italiano brings something a little bit different. He owns shore property, he owns a historic building downtown. He's still, you know, coming in the economics and the business side of it, but he brings another one. So I would prefer the air on the side of having more people speak than not. I've been involved in this now for 2 years, and my wife would like to have her husband back, and I would like to be back. So I'm not looking to drag this out. It's going to be long enough, but I don't want to stifle anyone either. So may I have a motion?
Move we accept.
Move and seconded. Discussion on the motion. No discussion. All those in favor of granting interest of Patty Stanley to David Italiano, 5-0, you have it.
Thank you very much.
The last one I have on the written request is Rita Bonici. I hope I pronounced it right. From Islesboro. It was requested on November 19th. Not here. No other information on it. Those are the last ones I have on written requests. Am I correct? Okay. I guess we'll just leave it, and if she wants to request it later, she can. She has requested in writing. And we're waiting for the lady from the other one that we had trouble with getting here. She's here or not? Could it be Arlene Layton? Welcome. Yep, we'll get a microphone up here. Take your time, get your breath. I can bring up one other thing. We will take a break somewhere along here. I'm scheduling these hearings to go in between 9 and 9:30. Lights out at 9:30. But there's a good time to break at 9 o'clock or somewhere thereafter. We'll probably do it and pick it up again. And the hearings will go as long as necessary for the public to express themselves. Please go ahead, Alan.
Okay, thank you very much.
Into the microphone, please.
My name is Arlene Jerowitz Layton. I'm here representing 30 individuals from Lincolnville. In June of 2012, we asked our town to write a letter to you expressing our concerns, and I believe that you do have a copy of that letter. I was just at the Board of Selectmen's meeting in their open forum, where I asked them to consider coming on Thursday to express some concerns, since I didn't include them in the standing or requesting standing, but I am asking standing for the following individuals: Arlene Jerowitz Layton, Jeff Layton, Elizabeth Pan, Diane O'Brien, Will Brown, Coral Coombs, Elizabeth Cordette, Janet Redfield, Lynn Thuss, Maria Herrera, Wally O'Brien, David McLean, Richard Sanderson, Diana Sanderson, Randy Fine, Lucy Penance, John Penance, Cindy Dunham, Jim Dunham, Mark Lutz, Carol Arone, Whitney Orpersdorf, Tony Orpersdorf, Sheila Poston, Michael Ray, Rick McKittrick, and Ann McKittrick. And these are our concerns. When Lincolnville was celebrating its 200th birthday a decade ago, our town humorist created ideas for town seals, among them an image of a ferry heading to Islesboro with the caption, "Lincolnville, gateway to Islesboro. Now, we're a small coastal community bordering Penobscot Bay, and humor aside, we are the transportation water gateway for our neighbor, Islesboro. Though funding for the Gateway Initiative was curtailed, we as a town are still active in looking at the Route 1 corridor as a transportation gateway for the Mid-Coast region. Our questions: what benefit is it to Lincolnville to be the gateway to Searsport, the proposed home of the largest LPG storage and distribution center in the United States? What costs will be incurred by our Lincolnville residents and taxpayers in terms of mutual aid for safety and wear and tear on our roads? What impacts will this project have on our Penobscot Bay environment and our tourist industry? We urge Lincolnville Selectmen to join Islesboro and other towns to write the Searsport Planning Board to request standing as they review the midstream DCP LPG facility and distribution project application.
Would you please kind of make it a little more brief and
okay.
not so much a testimony, but why you should have standing?
We are asking for standing on the ordinances. That deal with the environment and what impact it will have on our area. So that's what we're doing.
And you're requesting this for all these named individuals.
I am.
Do you think of consolidating that with just yourself, perhaps?
If we have time to, that rather than, these individuals would probably come as a group, yes.
Yeah, rather than, you know, interested party status for all of those individuals.
I'm requesting individual party status for all of those individuals, but they may want to speak individually about some of the items I've just addressed.
They would have a chance to speak individually when it's an open to the public session.
When it's an open to the public session.
They would have that. Interested party status gives you little special privileges. You get to sit in the box seats.
Oh, good.
Cross-examine the applicant and rebuttals and do other things that mm-hmm. you wouldn't get to do, let's say, until later on. And having that many people with an interested party status and not knowing how they can be unusually affected, and they're a long ways away. And I want to thank you very much for that letter from the selectman. It was 104 pages long with the minutes, and I made 18 copies of it and distributed to you. Thank you very much. I hope we can return the favor sometime.
Thank you.
So, thank you for your patience. Don't go away. All right. Might just as well.
I guess I might. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that our view is this is not a regional issue. It's a Searsport issue. And the standing thing is, again, I agree with you, Mr. Chairman. It's up to you. And I do think the public comment period is the appropriate time to hear from people from Lincolnville and Islesboro and so on, and not as interested parties.
Counselor?
Steve Hinchman with TBNT. The point of interested party designation is, again, it's so people that have identifiable interest can ask questions and receive answers about the project. It's not just to testify their concerns about the project, it's also they have specific questions about the cost to the neighboring communities in with regards to transit and road maintenance and safety and security and the mutual aid issues. That's the point of letting them in, is not to give them some special status, it's to enable them not just to testify but also to ask questions and receive answers upon which they can then figure out how to best comment regarding their concerns. And I, from TDNT's point of view, We would be opposed to having every individual separately admitted, but we would highly support the group coming in, and if they want to put on a panel of two or three or four of them to represent the group's interest, that makes sense to us. But we support their right to ask questions and get answers. That's the point of the interested party designation, and that's the point of the process. Thank you.
Thank you. I feel that if all those named individuals wanted interested party status, they should have been here to request it individually. Yes. I don't know if they still want to do it that way. Just a personal feeling on it. No further questions, Board?
Mr. Chairman, could we ask the different towns that are interested to consolidate under the towns of Waldo County as one interested party?
Well, right now we have the City of Belfast and the town of Lincolnville.
We have no other towns?
These are the requests. We're going to ask for other requests here. I don't think we have any other town fathers here or not.
All right, just a thought. Trying to get everybody in.
Any further questions? A motion?
I'll move that we grant Harley and Layton only status as an interested party.
Is there a second? No second? The motion dies for lack of a second. Yeah. Want to make any other motion?
No.
I move to deny.
That's it. Move that we deny interested party status to Arlene Layton. There's a second. Discussion on that motion. No further discussion. All those in favor of denying interested party status to Arlene Layton, signify. All those opposed? 4-1, it is denied. Last thing on is Brita Bonici here? If not, we've gone through everyone that has written requests for interested party status. Now we'll go for the audience. Is there anyone here that would request it? Charlene. And I don't apologize for calling people by their first names. I live in this town for many years, and I'd like to think of a lot of people being friends, even lawyers on the different side of the fence. Please go ahead, Charlene.
Thank you. I am Charlene Knox Ferris. I am a native and a resident of Searsport, a longtime teacher at the Searsport Elementary School. And in 2010, the Board of Selectmen of the town of Searsport made me the official historian of this town. I request permission as an interested party to make a statement to be placed in the official record from a historic point of view.
And you feel you could do this better as an interested party?
I would like it in the official record. I'm assuming this is how I have to go to get there.
Is it?
No, any comment that's in the public hearing from today till we close in January or February or beyond will be in the public record. So if you'd rather just comment later on and not have to worry about cross-examining, you can choose to do that and withdraw your request if you wanted.
Think about your decision.
Yeah, I only want to make a statement, but I feel it's important that I know it's going to be somewhere where people in the future will see it. How should I do that? Should I go first when you have your public testimony?
Could you do something in writing to submit, to make sure your statement is...
I would be glad to give it to you in writing, but I would like to say it first.
I would suggest doing both maybe then in the public comment portion if that's what you'd like to do.
And that starts tomorrow evening?
My guess would be it will probably be on Wednesday in public comment at the earliest.
Okay.
It will be Thursday. Tonight, hopefully, we will get through the DCB presentation.
All right.
Tomorrow night, we get in here, there would be questions or cross-examination, presentation from, let's say, opposition.
All right, I'll make a deal with you. Let me be the first in the public hearing presentation, and I will go with that.
Okay.
So I will be here Wednesday night. I'll be the one with the bells on.
Well, I was hoping you were going to be the one with the red jacket.
Well, I can do that too. All right, is that good?
And that's Wednesday night. The first thing we'll be doing Wednesday night is the economic impact statement presentation. That'll be the first one. There may be a half hour presentation, then open to questions.
Okay.
How long goes after that? So I don't know how the rest of this is going to go.
I'll just keep coming back until you listen to me.
And I always look forward to listening to you, Charlie.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
Just for the record, could you explain the difference between an interested party and being testifying at the public hearing, just for everyone who may not totally understand that? I think it may alleviate some
Well, may I just say that I just wanted it written down somewhere, and I wanted to be important. So I thought if I got up here and you gave me this status, it would make me important.
You kind of deserve a spot for you.
Okay, I got that promise, so I will be here. I thank you for listening.
So the difference is everyone who wants to speak on this application, whether they're from Searsport or Lincolnville or Georgia, will have the opportunity to do so in the public hearing, but they'll be subject to time constraints that we'll put on to make sure everybody gets the right to be heard. And people who comment as a matter of the general public will not be able to cross-examine any of the witnesses that are presented by the applicant. They can ask questions through the board, and if the board finds them to be relevant and helpful, the board will ask those questions of the applicant, and the applicant will have to respond then. But you won't have the right, as a member of the general public, to ask a question directly of DCP and to be guaranteed an answer.
Thank you, Kristen. Anyone else that wishes to request interested party status?
Good evening. My name is Diane Messer. I reside in the town of Liberty, but I have been a regular participant in Thanks But No Tank. And my background is in emergency and disaster relief and plans and execution, and also climate safety. And I would be happy to enumerate that background if you prefer.
No, and your interest in this part is to be able to cross-examine the applicant?
Absolutely.
On things like this?
Absolutely.
You do not have an economic interest, a visual one, or it's safety primarily?
Well, there's various aspects of safety, emergency and disaster relief. My expertise is in 22 years in the military and working on Army-wide level with a tremendous responsibility for thousands of lives. I think that would qualify me to challenge their emergency and disaster relief plan, or lack thereof, and as well as impacts on the climate. You don't live in a bubble, none of us do. What we do affects the surrounding areas. And I have been working on climate change issues, carbon concentration, other impacts, particulate matter, and that together with the disaster relief efforts and planning for would be a primary concern.
Thank you. And I recall reading your letter.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be the same without you, Jamie.
Well, the only thing I'd say is it seems to me the kinds of cross-examination she's describing as a member of TVNT can be done through Mr. Hinchman. You've seen Mr. Hinchman. He can ask questions.
I don't think
you need everybody to do this.
Excuse me. I don't think anyone else has spoken to emergency and disaster relief specifically from a planning perspective and execution and abilities to protect the public.
you're correct on that. And one of the things where it may become more appropriate is hopefully we have a report from Good Harbors and we continue the public hearing. And you may be more in line at that time. Counselor?
Steve Hinchman with TBNT. I just want to say that we're not going to be putting on this, the safety aspects really of our concerns until we have the Good Harbor report. And this is not coordinated. She may be a TBNT member, but she's advancing interests that are right now they're separate from TBNT. So I wouldn't consolidate, but I do support her right to ask questions and receive answers regarding safety issues. And clearly safety is one of the positive findings that you're obligated to make under your ordinance, so it's clearly directly relevant. And as a member of the community, she's has an interest in that. Nobody else has represented that interest, so it seems legitimate for her to have the opportunity to, as your ordinance says, ask questions and receive answers.
Steve, are you planning to call her as a witness?
I am not. I am not.
Thank you. Any further questions? Board, have any questions? A motion then, please. A motion where we have Diane Lester as interested party status.
We're not concerned about safety.
No
that's,
motion?
That's distressing.
Well, let's have one way or the other so we can vote on this.
I'll make a motion, Bruce, that we defer our approval or our lack of approval until we get the Good Harbor report, because I think a lot of what she may have to contribute might be part of that or not, and I'd like her to be able to see that. And if she has something different than that, then I probably would say, yeah, let's approve and let's hear her. We also have an emergency management person in town, and I'm not sure, he would want to be part of that as well. So I'd like to defer it until then.
You could do that if you wanted, but interested party status isn't really about whether somebody has something to add or not. You have to make a determination as to whether she has a particular interest in this that she can identify and that you found to be, significant. At this stage, you can make that determination without knowing what Good Harbor is going to be saying. And actually, it might be cleaner at this point to just make a decision, because part of the cross-examination would happen, after tonight's presentation. DCP will, I'm presuming, be addressing safety and security and things like that.
Motion from the board?
I make a motion.
I make a motion that Diane Messer be considered an interested party.
Is there a second to that motion? I will second it.
Thank you.
Discussion on the motion? I think in the discussion that go along with that council, it's a good idea to get this up front. If she doesn't participate in the initial one, then she's in there and she can cross-examine later, and we're not bringing it up at another time and going through this procedure again. So if there's no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion to grant interested party status to Diane Lester?
Yes.
That's a turnaround.
Thank you.
Congratulations, all rights and privileges. Any further wants to be interested in party status?
My name is Nancy Galland. I'm from Stockton Springs. I think Stockton Springs should be included as a interested party. Our selectmen have sent you a letter of concern about this. Our fire department had a special meeting for our townspeople in which they explained that they could help to put a truck that caught on fire that was carrying LPG. They could help to put that fire out, but they could do nothing more than that. And I really have a question. that I need to have answered by DCP, and I think everybody should have that answer. My understanding is that the only other project of this size and of this nature on the East Coast is in Florida. I understand that at that project, there is a 2-mile exclusion zone around that tank in which there are no buildings, no houses, no human beings.
You're getting into testimony.
That is the question. I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to explain. That is my interest. That is my question. I live within 2 miles.
And are you representing the town of Stockton?
I am not. I am not representing myself, but I really want an answer.
Thank you. Any other questions? Would the board have any questions?
Other earlier suggestion that all other towns consolidate and become one interested party.
I don't know how to do that.
She's representing herself.
Point well taken.
Well, this. Go ahead, counselor. And ma'am, I didn't get your last name correct.
Galland.
I didn't hear it.
G-A-L-L-A-N-D.
Mr. Chairman, I just want you to be aware that I received 3 copies of letters from other Stockton Springs residents requesting interested party status, all dated the 15th and 18th and the 19th, and from James Grossman, from Joel Madiek, sorry if I butchered that, and Bob Brooks, and Joel is here today expecting to be queried about interested party status. And I don't know what fell through the cracks, but I do have copies of those letters, if you don't, up there.
Yeah, they were supposed to submit it to the board, and they were going through this process right now if they are here, and we're asking for people that wish to have interested party status to step forward.
I just raised it now because they're also Stockton Springs residents.
Okay. Interested party status. But right now, we have one that's already up here.
Yes, my name is Joelle Madiek, and I live on Cape Jellison in Stockton Springs.
Wait a second. Are you going as an individual, or are you a tag team?
No, we're not together. Yeah. I mean, we.
Do you want to consolidate our consolidate?
Well, I am with TBNT, so I'm going to be with TBNT.
I'm not.
Okay, so we're going to take care of her
first. You have to deal with me first.
Okay, deal with you.
Sorry.
Okay. Any further questions? Board have questions. A motion?
Who we deny? Oh, who we deny?
Is there a second to the motion to deny interested party status, Mrs. Galland? Moved and seconded. Discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion to deny interested party status, Mrs. Galland? 5-0, you are denied.
Well, is there any other way I can receive an answer to that question? I will not receive an answer in the public hearing, I understand.
You may well receive the answer. You can make a statement to it. You can ask some of the board members to ask that, or you can bring it up to a board member, and we can direct the applicant to answer it.
How do I know you will?
Because you're going to be here.
No. Do you want to know, too?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Could you submit the question? Thanks? No thanks?
I am not a member.
We'd submit the question. I know I'd submit the question.
Thank you.
You get the question to us. Next.
My name is Joelle Madiek, and I live on Cape Jellison in Stockton Springs. this is a western part of Cape Jellison, which is facing Seals Island and Mac Point and the causeway. And this facility will directly, you know, affect my life in a negative way. Right now, only a body of water separates us from Mac Point. And so we will have an unobstructed view of the facility. I believe that this could affect our property values and our quality of life, and I'm very concerned about the pollution coming out of the facility. We have prevailing winds blowing from the northwest that will blow directly the fumes of the flare towards our home. And, well, this is about it, basically. Oh, no. I live about a quarter of a mile from the Searsport and Stockton town line on the harbor. So I'm very close to Searsport. And as I said, I'll be very, most definitely affected by this project. And so will Mr. Grossman and Mr. Brooks, who are not present here today.
Go ahead, Steve.
Steve Hinchman, TVNT. We are interested in helping. We'll consolidate them and we'll put on a single panel of some of the out-of-town interests that are directly affected to try and make the testimony piece of it go smoothly. We'll try to help coordinate it.
To streamline the operation. Thank you. Be consistent. Here we go.
I'll be completely consistent. As I said initially, I completely support that approach. I just think that having people treat as interested parties is going to create a lot of record confusion. And as Ms. Madiek mentioned, she is a member of TVNT. So I think it makes sense for her to work through TVNT. They can put on their panel. That's fine. But we don't need everybody to be interested parties to accomplish that.
Thank you. Any further questions? The board have any questions? If not, a motion, please. I'm interested in understanding this. So, Mrs. Baguette.
Second.
The move that we deny and seconded. Discussion on the motion. All those in favor of the motion to deny interested body standards. You are denied 5-0. Anyone else? Okay.
Hi and good evening. I'm Martha Murphy. I reside at 59 Salmon Street in Belfast. What I want to speak about briefly and why I'm interested in speaking this evening is regarding the propane flare. I contracted lymphoma in this town of Seabrook, Texas, home of Johnson Space Center. I'm very concerned, though I am approximately 5 miles south of Searsport and the proposed tank. I've done a lot of research with the help of Betsy Parody at the Public Library in Belfast, and there are numerous studies about APG, associated petroleum gas. This health issue has not been brought up this evening, and I felt compelled to come before you with that issue. I had stage 3 lymphoma. I'm happy to celebrate my 70th birthday. I didn't think I'd make it to 60. So I don't know if you want to talk further about that or how the people at DCP want to talk about the health concerns, but that is why I'll be putting my house up for sale if this goes on board.
The health part will come up later in things, but we want to know why that you request.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said at the beginning, the health thing.
The health part will come up somewhere along the line, okay, in presentations and also with the Good Harbors report. Okay. And what we're interested in is why you feel you should have interested party status on this.
To be alive is why I'm interested.
That's good interest. But whether you have particular cross-examination things that you want to bring up, but you are looking at a particular point in any one of our performance standards.
I'm interested in knowing really what a propane flare. I lived 5 miles from a flare. It was not a propane flare. So I'm interested in knowing truly what are the toxic chemicals. Out of most flares, you get benzene, toluene, and numerous other things. We can look at the Scandinavian Journal of Health, which I've been reading, and numerous other studies, which I won't bore you with right now. But I don't really know. I have talked to Tony Ingrafia at Cornell University. He proposes that this propane is going to be shipped out of here and not for home use. But he's not been able to get back to me as to actually what a propane flare issues. It will change our air temperature and air quality. Incidences of lymphoma and leukemia are rampant in Houston.
I understand your concerns. I guess I share your concerns. One of the questions I have for the applicant, the air emission license part of it, and my question is the toxicity of the fumes. And what composes the VOCs in the license? If you looked at their license there, that is a major component that's in the license. The others are very small. But I have the same question that you have. But we'll discuss your request for interested party status. Okay. Board have any questions? If not, I'd like to have a motion. I'm interested in body status. Mr. Murphy? A motion, please.
Move we deny.
Move to deny. Is there a second? Then I'll second it. We have a discussion vote on this. Discussion on the motion to deny interested party standards. And Mrs. Murphy?
Bruce, do you intend to ask that question?
Yes, I have it written down on my list of questions.
Okay, then you're going to take care of asking the question that Mrs. Murphy wants answered.
If I phrased it correctly, what your concerns are, I want to know what the emissions, what the VOC part are.
Right.
That is a major part.
VOC meaning volatile.
Volatile organic compounds.
Correct. Well, as long as I feel that you're going to, I'll be happy to share my research with you so that you can ask the questions.
That's fine. I just want to know what they are.
Okay.
And understand some of the others, and I remember your letters.
Question. Would you submit your question and the information concerning it in writing to the members of this board?
I'd be happy to.
Send it to Thomas Airport. We'll get it.
Thank you.
Any further discussion on the motion to deny interested party status, Mrs. Murphy? No further discussion. Those in favor of the motion to deny the status? The status is denied 5-0. I trust you will give a satisfactory answer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further requests for interested party status? Regarding what?
Your question. Are you planning on asking about the fault line and earthquake? That's your question.
First of all, Becky, would you please use a microphone because this is a public hearing and all being recorded.
My name is Rebecca Freeman, Mayor of Thu. My question is, will your question, Bruce, include discussion or questions to DCP about building on a fault line and discussion about the two earthquakes that we have had as recently as last Friday evening. If not, I will request to be an interested party.
I say I haven't put that down as a list on this thing. We have other people here. I think TBNT or some other people are going to address it. I know someone from Stockton has questioned that.
Okay, but
we also have a consultant, which I should have introduced earlier. I'm sorry. But the far end is Neil Franges of ILA Engineering in Duxbury, Mass. He is hired by the Searsport Planning Board as our technical consultant on this. He's familiar with LPG plants and LNG plants. He will have the same rights and privileges as the Planning Board as far as cross-examining the applicant and witnesses, and he will not be voting. But he will be here with us on that. So I anticipate someone else going to bring that up. I don't intend to.
Does somebody have a comment to make sure that that is?
Go ahead, Mark.
You sent that question to me, and I'll make sure it's asked if somebody else doesn't ask it.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
For the people that have asked questions be asked by the board, because of the time frame, can you give them a deadline by which they have to give you the information so that you have time to ask the question?
I'd say you probably want to get this in tomorrow.
I will.
By tomorrow. So we have it tomorrow night. I think that's enough for a request for interested party status on this. We are approaching an hour and a half into the session. I'd like to take a short recess. We will reconvene here when that clock, the big hand is on the 7th. In other words, 25 minutes of 8. Back here.